I'm Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Campersale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and I take a break from the heat to discuss the coolest British detectives. Stay tuned. Karen, I would try a fake British accent today, but I just don't think I have one in me. Do you have a good fake British accent?
Oh, heck no. No British accent here.
No. Well, the reason that I thought about trying to fake it is that we are talking about our top favorite British detective series today.
Yes.
Which is so exciting because there's so many good ones.
Very popular, too.
Very popular here. I was surprised when I first started working here. Not that they were popular at all, because I think they're probably popular everywhere, but it just seemed like they were so much more popular here than I would have expected them to be. Not that I think people are a bunch of rubes around here, but we kind of get both sides of the coin. Like, Westerns are very popular.
Yes.
And British detective series. Why do you think British detective series are so popular?
We have a diverse community.
Yes.
And British detective series, they're so different. Just the making of them are different, and their stories are different. And in Britain, I guess you can get away with a lot more on TV than you can here.
Mm-hmm.
And it just draws you in.
Yeah. And some of them go on forever and ever and ever.
So. It could be one case in maybe four or five episodes.
Right.
And that's in Cracker.
Cracker, yes.
Was one that I really loved, and it was like one case, but it kept going.
Mm-hmm.
They also tried to redo Cracker here in the United States.
They do that sometimes.
And it usually does not work.
Usually does.
Ever.
Well, maybe I can't think of a detective series that worked, but I think we talked about this one time before. There have been a few American remakes.
Right.
All in the Family was one.
Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son was,
Office.
Was one. The Office, yes. I think Three's Company, maybe?
Maybe.
I mean, we could argue about whether or not Three's Company is a classic, but I would say yes.
Yes, and we want to get the series here, but unfortunately we're unable to order Three's Company for some reason, aren't we?
Yeah, it's not currently available. I'm not sure if it has to do with, you know, who owns the rights to it, or sometimes it's the music that is the holdup on them being able to put it out on home media. But
so they can't come and knock on our door.
They can't knock on our door, but I will keep searching for it. But we've gotten off topic already.
Yes, which, it doesn't take long for us.
Right. But back to British detective series. Do you want to talk about some of your favorites? And I can chime in too.
I like anything John Thaw is in. He was Inspector Morse. He was in Cavanaugh QC and some other things from like a early British detective show in the 80s. Anything that he is in, and he died young, comparatively young.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that he is in, I love him. And Inspector Morse, I was looking at all these lists online of great British detective series or popular British detective series. Inspector Morse made every list.
Yes.
It's a great series. It's well written, well acted.
Well, I kind of came from the other direction because I had heard about the Inspector Morse series, and you had probably talked about it. I was aware of the Colin Dexter books, but I started watching Endeavor, which
is
sort of a prequel to the Morse series, and I kind of got spoiled by that. And I'm sure John Thaw is the greatest ever, but I've gotten so used to the other guy, Sean. I think his name is Sean something.
Yes,
a younger British actor who's playing the younger Morse, that it's hard for me to go back and now watch the actual Morse series.
Well, that hurts me to my heart.
I'm sorry.
Oh, do you watch Inspector Lewis? Because, you know, they had Inspector Lewis wasn't...
I have seen some Inspector Lewis. I have not even made my way through the entire Midsummer Murders, which is one I
probably need to
talk about.
Yes, Midsummer is very popular, and I know... They changed actors because I watched it with the original actor.
Right. So it's Barnaby, right?
Inspector Barnaby.
Detective. And then the one actor decided he wanted to move on or spend
something.
Time with his family or something. And so they brought Inspector Barnaby's cousin is who this is supposed to be.
But evidently it's still popular.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes when you change actors, the whole vibe of the show changes.
We're up to, I think the ones that we have are like series 23 or somewhere around there.
And they're not going to quit making them
because
they're so popular.
They check out constantly. And, you know, you kind of hear the jokes about how dangerous these little English villages are. Oh, yeah.
How many deaths can you have in one village?
Right. Because, you know, they're all supposed to take place in this one small area, and then everyone is dying. But they are excellent. And I like the books
Caroline
that they were
Graham?
Based on.
Yes.
Yeah. Caroline Graham, who I believe died a few years ago. She only wrote, I'd say, 6 or 7 of those books, but they're really good, and she had a really good sense of humor, which I think is one thing about the British detective series, or at least some of them, maybe not all of them.
Yes.
They have sort of a humorous,
dry
undercurrent to them.
Right. Yeah. I've had to watch a few of them several times to kind of catch the jokes, so to speak.
Yeah. Inspector Barnaby started off in Caroline Graham's books.
Yes.
And then it became Midsummer Murders. Mm-hmm. And then his protege was Inspector Lewis, right?
Inspector Morse.
No. Controversy.
Inspector Morse's protege was Inspector Lewis.
Oh, okay.
The Inspector Barnaby had 2 or 3 when I was watching different mm-hmm. people that came in and was his helper.
Yeah.
But Inspector Lewis was Inspector Morse's partner.
Okay.
I was wrong.
I will admit it.
I don't know when Inspector Morse went off with the John Thaw,
mm-hmm.
but then they started Inspector Lewis, and he kind of kept on. And I don't even know if they're still being made. I only watched a few of those.
I don't think so, but it went on for a long time, too. And Endeavor, I think, I saw something recently, it's having its 9th season.
Wow.
And the seasons are very short. It's only like a few sort of movie-length episodes. It's not like an American TV series where it lasts like an entire year. And I've heard they're going to just quit there. They're not going to continue on and redo the original Morse cases with Sean.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that.
Well, you might like it if you gave it a
chance. I'll have to give it a chance.
They're very well done. And his boss is Detective Thursday or Friday. It's one of the days of the week, and he is great. I think you would love him. It's Roger Allam, who you've seen in some other things.
I think he's in another mystery that comes on Britcom or whatever it is.
Well, and that's one of the neat things about, if you watch a lot of these, you'll see a lot of familiar faces.
They keep showing up in different...
guest stars and things like that.
Midsummer Murders, yeah. You'll see a lot of people in that one.
In fact, John Thaw's daughter is in Endeavor.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So there's a little connection there.
Okay, so I like Inspector Morse.
Okay.
I like Cracker, as we already talked about. That's one of my favorites. And he recently died just a couple of years ago.
Is that Robbie Coltrane?
Robbie Coltrane, yeah. Who's a great actor. I like the original with Helen Mirren, Prime Suspect.
Prime Suspect is one of my favorites, yes.
It's really good, really gritty.
Mm-hmm.
But my all-time favorite has become New Tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to watch it several times to catch the jokes. It is so funny. You know, the characters are great. The actors are great.
If people aren't familiar with the premise of it, what is New Tricks all about?
New Tricks is a lady inspector, an inspector who's a woman. I really forget her name.
Inspector Lady.
Inspector Lady. And she gets in trouble, and she is assigned this, like, unsolved crimes department.
Cold cases.
Well, she has to get these retired detectives to man this new department. And the retired detectives, she gets 3 of them, and they all have quirks.
Mm-hmm.
One talks to his dead wife out while he's, you know, practicing golf. One is used to work vice and a ladies' man, and people thought he was on the take. And one has some kind of condition. He's obsessive compulsive, just all these things. And he was blamed for someone's death, but he really didn't do it, but he's an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of this going on, and it's very funny, but I have had to watch it several times to kind of, oh, well, that's what that means. I mean, it's really mm-hmm. funny. And she's younger than these retired detectives. So, you know, they're like doing things they did many years ago. That's not actually legal now.
Right.
And so she gets on to them for doing that. But it's a really great series. And I think it went to series 11 or 12. I know the originals kind
of
dropped off.
Yeah. And every time I recommend that to someone, I always get good remarks back. I used to take movies to my mom a lot, and she watched a lot of those. And she liked it. Mom, are you listening?
She better be our one listener. But I do love New Tricks. And then there's a one called Judge John Deed with Martin Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
So familiar, you know, name just like John Thaw. He's really good. It's a judge. You know, he gets in all this trouble. And I love Martin Shaw as well. Martin Shaw played in Judge John Deed, and he is in George Gently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he's in George Gently as well. So he's a real good actor.
What about Dazzle and Pasco?
I love them in the beginning. And mm-hmm. the actor that played... And it's Dayhill.
Oh, I didn't say it right. Sorry. Dayhill.
Something like that. Yeah, right. I always called it Dazzle. And then on the show, it corrected me. But he passed away a few years ago. But I did like the early ones of that.
Yeah.
Dayhill and Pasco.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free HVAC estimates and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Their vision is to provide prompt, reliable service that exceeds expectations. Their positive and cooperative attitude has made them a provider of choice in Garland County for over 30 years. Thanks City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric for your next project. Call 501-623-3325 or 501-922-3325.
Well, let's go back and talk about British detectives. I think the first one that would probably come to mind for a lot of people is Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
Did you like the new Sherlock series?
I do not like the new Sherlock series, but that came up on every list as well, mm-hmm. probably as a number one. Just not a fan. Sorry.
I was skeptical. It didn't sound like my kind of thing. A lot of times these modern reinventions of things that were fine the way they were, you know, part of enjoying Sherlock Holmes is the time period and, you know, kind of how they dress and how they just do things differently back then. So I was definitely skeptical, but I ended up really liking it. Yeah.
I might give it a chance, but Basil Rathbone to me is Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
And those old movies you would watch on TV late at night. So it's hard to get out of that and this new fancy stuff.
Sometimes you just have to give it a try.
I know, you have to give it a try.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
I think the other detective series that people would associate with Britain is not actually a British detective because he is Belgian. But what about Hercule Poirot?
I'm not a fan. Sorry.
Even the David Suchet?
I'm sure it was good. I'm not a huge fan of Agatha Christie. Mm-hmm. Respect her, all of that fun.
Yeah.
Just not a huge, huge fan. And maybe I can go back and give it a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But not a huge fan. I'm trying.
Well, ones that you have mentioned that you like are more contemporary, and these are more kind of period pieces. Do you think maybe that has something to do with it?
Maybe so.
What about Miss Marple?
No.
No.
No. No. Just not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's lots of different ones for lots of different people. But you do know that those DVDs are exceptionally popular here. People
yes.
love their Miss Marple, and they get very picky about which Miss Marple it is. It seems
yes.
like Joan Hickson is the Miss Marple for a lot of people, and there are some kind of...
There's another one. There's another lady that...
Geraldine someone.
Somebody, yes.
And, yeah.
Not a fan, but they are so popular.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've had to reorder several of them because they just get worn out.
Yeah.
But Agatha Christie is very popular. There's one that I can't think of. Rosemary and Thyme is good. I watched that for a little bit. It was okay.
Yeah.
There's one I like, but it's not really British. It's Maigret, the mm-hmm. new one with Rowan Atkinson.
Right.
Mr. Bean.
So that would be French.
French.
But
still, it's a good one. I do
yes.
like it.
Excellent. About we mentioned Prime Suspect, and they came out with like a sort of prequel to that too, but that didn't seem very good because yeah. it didn't have Helen Mirren in it.
Yes.
A lot of times it's these actors that are just so good and they become identified with the part and you believe them, and then they try a different actor. Maybe sometimes it works.
Most times
Barnaby,
it doesn't work
maybe
for me.
It worked, but most of the time, if you have someone like Helen Mirren, it's hard to imagine anyone else
right.
being. Jane Tennyson,
Inspector.
Yeah. But those were, you know, I think they started in the 1990s, and they seem...
They're gritty. I mean,
they're
you go back and watch them.
Very gritty, and she was, like, dealing with sexism. She was, like, one of the first female detectives on the whatever police squad she's on, and she does have to deal with, like, sexism and people undercutting her, like some of the older men who are on her team don't want her to succeed, so they try to kind of play dirty. And but they're really, really good. Are there any newer ones?
Is Broadchurch newer?
Broadchurch is pretty new within the last few years. Yeah, I watched the first season of Broadchurch. I watched the first season of Broadchurch, and I thought it was really good. The actors are good. I know David Tennant is very popular, especially with the Doctor Who fans. And then Olivia Colman was in it, and she's become more popular. I think she won an Oscar a few years ago. She's really good. But I really enjoyed that first season, and then I tried to watch the subsequent seasons, and I just couldn't really get into them. So that happens sometimes, too. They start off with a bang, and then...
fizzle?
Yeah.
Well, one you told me about that I tried to get into was Line of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
And that one looks like it ended like a couple of years ago. So it went on for about 10 years.
Yeah.
But I know that one's popular, too. Mm-hmm. But I watched a few episodes, just could not get into it.
It's not... I mean, if you're thinking of kind of the more cozy British detective like Midsummer Murder, mm-hmm. where they're in a little English village. This is not like that at all. This is citified English detective in London where they're working in this like internal affairs division of the police department where they're trying to
people are having affairs,
suss out bad cops. And it's got lots of action. It's a little more action oriented than your kind of sleepy,
exactly
cozy. But I really liked it, and the people I've recommended it to, except for you, liked it.
I watched the first few episodes. I watched one, and I'm trying to remember it, and it was on BritBox, or Netflix has a lot of them on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so hard-hitting because they really get to it, and the actors are great. You know, like, child disappears, you know, unfortunately, a child is murdered.
Mm-hmm.
It really gets to you. And I've tried to watch one, and I just, like, I could not finish it.
Yeah.
It was a great story, but, man, it hits you hard. Their acting over there is wonderful.
Yeah.
For most things.
Right. What about, did you ever watch Happy Valley?
I tried that one. I think I watched two episodes. Couldn't get into that. Didn't have anybody I could really connect with. Yeah. I have to connect with someone in there.
Yeah, the connection, yes. Well, I don't know how much I connected with anyone, but I did really like it. And that actress that plays the main detective in that, I can't think of her name, but she's good, and she's been in some other things. Yeah. Sort of large blonde lady.
She might be the lady in New Tricks in the older.
Maybe.
Maybe, because there was a reason I watched it, and might have been her.
Yeah,
there was one that's not on my list, but Ms. Bradley,
mm-hmm.
with I can't think of her name, and she was on the Avengers.
Diana Rigg, who died a few years ago.
That one was really good. I really liked that. I really liked on Channel 2, the PBS stuff on Sunday night. It's where I really got into it.
Right. And some of these, like Mrs. Bradley, I don't think there are, like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of them.
No, there's only
some of them kind of are easy to forget about because there aren't just tons of them.
Right.
One that might be a little bit like that that I haven't watched that much is the P.D. James ones.
I haven't seen those.
Dog Leash.
Yes.
If that's how you
Adam
say it.
Dang.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Are those good? I haven't watched them.
I haven't seen them. That's what we'll have to ask our listeners.
I saw some with Dorothy Sayers had written like Peter, A Gaudy Night.
Peter Wimsey.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it looks like they were made like in the 70s or early 80s. And those were pretty good.
Yeah.
I like those. But I think there's only like three or four at that time.
One that's fairly popular and, you know, maybe I would like it is Inspector Linley. But I found out that the lady that writes those books is American. So that just kind of spoils it for me.
X for her.
Yeah, Elizabeth George, you know, write what you know and let the British people write the British detective series. I mean, maybe, I know they're very popular, but to me that just kind of ruined it.
Yeah, I watched a few of those.
Yeah.
There was a series written by, and I'm trying to think of the author's name, and it was really good and had Robson Green in it.
Robson Green is good.
He is good. And it was very gritty and it was written by an author that I like, and I can't think of this person's name.
Mm-hmm.
But anything Robson Green is, Grantchester, anything like that,
is
pretty good. I like him.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't mention Grantchester. That's extremely popular. Yeah. The Father Brown Mysteries.
The new Father Brown Mysteries, yes. Yes, see, they've remade some.
Yeah. I tend to like the ones that where like an entire series is one case, to me somehow that's more satisfying than the ones where they just tie it up in 45 minutes.
Or like a death in every, or every episode is a death in the same village. Like,
well,
Midsummer?
Not necessarily. Where like maybe there's like four or five episodes, like basically a mini series just delving into one case, which Prime Suspect was like that.
Cracker was like,
yeah, to me that's a little more satisfying.
Get you hooked in.
Yes.
I like Rebus. Now, I like the Rebus with Ken Stott. There's another Rebus. I forgot the actor's name, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I want fake Rebus. Fake Rebus. I want to like Wallander, but I don't like the person that's
Kenneth
in.
I can't embrace him. British mystery, because Wallander is from somewhere else.
Right. But speaking of mysteries, there are some great Swedish mysteries, but they are in Swedish.
Yeah.
And you have to read the screen, and I can't do other things and read the screen.
Well, some people have to read the screen on the British ones because, you know, sometimes the British accent.
Like, what are you saying? What you talking about?
It's so intense. We have someone who works here who I won't name who does not like British series, and she says it's because she can't understand them.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Vera, I think, is still going on, and that's popular in books and the TV series.
Right. So that's Anne Cleves that writes the books, and Brenda Bleven is Vera, or she misses someone. Not Mrs. Bradley. There's another Mrs. someone. We're obviously experts.
But I've tried to watch a Vera. I tried to listen to one of the books. I couldn't really get into, nothing caught me on Vera.
Yeah.
So, but Vera is very popular.
There's one called Above Suspicion.
That is a great one. And that's one where I think it took three episodes to catch the killer.
Yeah.
That one was real good. And there was only three series, and I loved that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sometimes these are super limited. Yeah. They don't make just hundreds of them.
No, that was real good. And I forgot the actor's name. He pulled me in with that.
Yeah.
I did like Above Suspicion.
What was the one about the judge that John Mortimer wrote?
Rumpel of the Bailey. Yes. I didn't watch any of those, I don't think.
Yeah. That was a little old. I think it was in the 70s or
80s. Which are still good, but you know, I didn't watch any of those. But British mysteries are so popular. You would be surprised. You know, people come in and they want the Vera and they want the Midsummer Murders. So basically, Midsummer Murders is always checked out. Vera's pretty much checked out. Silent Witness.
Silent Witness is very popular. Yes. I've never watched that one, but yeah, they stay checked out all the time.
And I think they try to do an American version of that, and of course, it didn't go. We have such an eclectic collection. Thank you, Greg. There's something for everyone. But
yes.
I go for British. I do like the British series as well. I know we weren't going to talk about just regular British TV, but I do like the British series, that we have a lot of those as well.
Well, we can have a separate episode about our favorite British series. I know that one of your all-time favorites is not Caligula. What's his name? Robert Graves wrote the book.
Yes, Claudius.
Claudius.
I love that show. I've seen it a couple of times, and it's a masterpiece theater.
And
it was, 13, 14, 15? It was a long show. But
yeah, we can count down our favorite masterpiece theaters, and we can see if Alistair Cook wants to make a special guest appearance.
Again.
Yes.
Yes, I love I, Claudius.
Yes.
I hope we still have that.
Do we need to say anything else about British mysteries?
We hit on the popular ones, I think. There's some there that are just sleepers. You don't think you'll like it, and you may have forgotten about it, and you know, there it is.
Yeah, if anybody has a suggestion of one that we didn't mention that we need to check out, or if we need to try to get here at the library. You know, we try to get as many as we can. Some just aren't available. They don't get released on DVD in the...
Or the DVD format.
Stateside.
Is different.
Yes, that's one thing we run into.
Their plugins are different over there.
Right, yeah. Some people like get an import DVD from England because that's one of their shows, but then it won't play on our players. American players. So that's something to watch out for. Well, Karen, Miss Marple, I think we're ready to go solve another case.
Hopefully somebody has died in the village.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.